Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Going down around that horn. And back. That's a long trip. Hey, how about some poetry?
Oh, yeah.
This is one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Not only one of our favorite poets, but one of our favorite poems of his. This is Joel Nelson and the Men Who Ride No More.
Bronc to breakfast. Calendars hang fading on the walls. There's a lost and aimless wandering through corridors and halls of slippered feet that shuffle on a waxed and polished floor, and vacant stares of emptiness from men who ride no more. Men who once rode proudly, men with long straight backs, men who covered hill and plain with steel-shod horses' tracks, now pass their idle days in rooms with numbers on the door, with orderlies and nurses for the men who ride no more. Time was when spur rowels jingled, when boot heels bumped the floor, dawns with hot black coffee saddling up at four, with feet in tapaderos and broncs between their knees, silken neck scarves snapping as they turned into the breeze. From full-blown living legends, true to riding for the brand, to the scarcely mediocre who could hardly make a hand, they would gather for the brandings and the shipping in the fall. Now it's Walker, cane, and wheelchair in the antiseptic hall. And they all have their mementos on the table by their side, like a cracked and fading snapshot of a horse they used to ride, or standing with the wife beside a 37 Ford, high heel boot hooked nonchalant on a muddy running board. Just instants frozen from the past that somehow give a clue to who and what they were before their riding days were through. Horseback men with horseback rules from horseback days of yore. Their one and only wish would be to somehow ride once more. To once more rope a soggy calf and drag it to the fire, to long trot for a half a day and see no post or wire, to ride a morning circle, catch a fresh one out at noon and trot him in when day was done, to the rising of a moon, to put in one more horseback day and have just one more chance to ride home to a pretty wife and drive her to a dance, to take her hand and hold her close and waltz across a floor before the time to join the ranks of men who ride no more.
Man, isn't that a dandy?
Oh, wow. Man, nicely written, nicely recited.
Joel Nelson, him and Randy Raymond could read the folding book and we'd be entertained.
Yeah,
there is no doubt about
absolutely.
That. Yep. Well, we have announced our next cow cruise down around February. The horn. Yeah, and we mentioned we were going to get to see the pinguinos.
That's right.
Now, there is a brand of ice cream in South America called Pinguino.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So you can taste.
I can taste a penguin.
You can taste a pinguino. I don't know if they have it in Argentina, but they got it in Ecuador. So
oh, okay.
There you go. All right.
We'll find out,
Pinguino,
right?
Yeah.
We are going to learn so much on this trip.
You know what? I'm so excited. I just can't hardly stand it. I don't know if I can wait a year. I'm going to have to.
Well, yeah.
I'm excited to see the Gauchos Cowboy.
That's what I'm looking for.
I'm just so excited to do that. Well, anyway, we tour the city. Mm-hmm. We do that ranch tour. Then we get on the ship. Get on the ship in Buenos Aires.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Montevideo, Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Yep, that's right. Back out to sea again. Then we go to Puerto Madryn, Argentina.
Argentina.
Yeah, that's right. Back out to the sea. Then we get to stop at the Falkland Islands, too.
I was wondering
if
that was going
to
be
get to see the site of the 14-day war.
Yeah.
Or however, whatever that was.
However long it was.
Long that was back then. Back when.
That'll be interesting.
I still didn't even have a clue what that was about, but I'm sure we'll find out, right?
Yeah. We're going to learn some stuff.
Yes, we are. Yeah. But the Falkland Islands are, of course, off the coast quite a ways from Buenos Aires.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of make a loop going down into the Falkland Islands.
Right.
Then we've got that scenic cruise around Cape Horn.
Right.
After Cape Horn, then we stop one last time, in our Argentina, Ushuaia.
Oh,
Ushuaia.
Yeah, how's that? Sure, sure.
Yeah, Ushuaia, Argentina, sure.
Sure, sure.
Then go around the corner, we go up to Punta Arenas, Chile.
Chile.
And now this is something we've done in Alaska, but we get to go to the Amalia Glacier.
Oh, nice.
In the Chilean fjords.
Nice.
Yes.
That'll be good.
So we got to see
the
northern hemisphere glacier.
Right.
And now we're going to see the southern hemisphere glacier and see if there's any difference.
You know, I did not realize. Well, it stands to reason.
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense
that
they would have glaciers.
That they
down
would
south
have glaciers. Absolutely. Yeah.
But that's going to be fun.
Yeah, but we're not going to go where Shackleton went. So we're not going to be stranded.
We're
gonna be
down
there in Antarctica. We're not gonna get ice locked. So don't worry.
Okay. No worry.
We're gonna be all right.
It's summer, right?
Yeah. And then after the Chilean fords, we go to Puerto Montt, Chile. Then end back up in Santiago, Chile.
Nice.
This is just gonna be an absolutely amazing.
I'm here to tell you, I can't hardly wait.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, Trevor, when it's lobster night, he'll get 3 or 4 of them. But anyway,
my claim to fame is 7.
We need to end the show.
What?
Yep. Chris Ryden in the distant.
Older than town that lies before you, haunting the museums after. You might see me in painting old postcards, every now and then the rodeo. I left great-great-grandson my old saddle. My brand survives your progress and your grief. My spurs sit on the bookcase by your mantle. Leather lucking weather changing leaves. On the edge of freedom, they'll keep grazing till I've seen them fat and happy, ready for the shoots. To the city sprawling crowns, I am resistant in the distance. In the valleys where the fallen calves abound, where the mountain groans to reach the sky, I'm in the smoking comfort of a campfire, where the morning spice is juniper pine. Far out where the sage is never ending, I'm standing in the round pen with a coal, or driving a team of big blonde Belgians, throwing hay past buck rails in the snow. I rode the Ramudas, Santa Rosa, old Missoula, serenaded by the eagle and the wolf. Come spring, summer, fall, I am persistent in the distance. Lonesome comes upon your memory. Worry not, my friends and family, not. Follow back the trails we lived together. You will see my spirit is alive. Cautious in the canyons, taking care of my companions, stretching wide, pounding straight to post. Look west when I am gone, find my remnant in the distance. In the distance.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
So have we gotten there and back by now?
Yeah, we have.
We've come around the
horn. It only took us an hour. I mean, holy cow. That's
going to
be awesome.
Here.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to sail on the Sapphire Princess.
Sapphire.
That's right, Princess Cruise Lines. And, of course, all the good cow cruisers who've gone with us before, you've got a bunch of credits built up. So you're going to get some special amenities,
especially
the ones who have gone with
freebies,
us before.
Yeah.
All sorts of fun freebies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lots of days of no cooking and cleaning.
That's right.
Yeah. Shipboard credits for returning guests.
Well, don't forget the cruise, the Cal Cruise boat roping, team roping.
The World Championship.
The World Championship.
Boat roping.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah, it's been a day or two since we've had
it. It will be
to
time
that.
To crown a new champion.
That's right.
Yeah. I know Trevor still wears his belt buckle to bed
every night.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. That's right. So we'll have that. And, of course, all sorts of fun entertainment. We'll be providing entertainment again, but there's so much entertainment on the ship.
Right.
Evening stuff. And there's so many ship excursions. But there is an excursion for just us as well.
Yeah.
There's us
kids.
Yeah. There's the ranch that we're going to see before we get on the ship. And then there's going to be one stop.
Yeah.
That just the cow cruisers.
Just for the cow cruisers.
Yeah. We'll go and do our own thing and not have to fight the crowd.
Right.
And it's just going to be outstanding. So, all right. Get your pen and pencil.
Here it comes.
Here's the number.
All right.
Give Megan a call.
Yes.
Toll free. All right. 800-530-0131.
She's waiting for your call.
Una vez más.
Yes.
800-530-0131 or just go to our website, Cal website.
Clickety-clickety-click.
The information that, or you can go to cruise-vacations.ca.
Yes.
And that is their website.
Get signed up.
Man, we look forward to seeing you good folks
absolutely,
again and spending
yeah.
some good time out on the sea. Yeah.
Eat some good food.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Hey, and you don't know this, but folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Bryn Hill has a brand new CD.
Oh, he does.
And I have a brand new CD out.
Oh, hey.
We're going to feature those two CDs next week.
That sounds like a good time to me.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks, and always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Which way does that come out in the southern hemisphere?
We're about to find out.
Okay.